Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Is It You, Me, or Adult ADD? Stopping the Roller Coaster. When Someone You Love Has Attention Deficit Disorder by Gina Pera is a nonfiction guide focused on adult ADHD and its effects on intimate relationships. Framed for partners, couples, and also adults with ADHD themselves, the book explains why the condition is often missed, misunderstood, or mistaken for character flaws, laziness, moodiness, or poor motives. Its purpose is not simply to define symptoms, but to show how adult ADHD can create recurring relationship conflict, uneven responsibility, and long cycles of frustration that resist ordinary communication advice. Pera presents ADHD as a highly variable syndrome, emphasizing that the disorder can look different from one person to another and can shift across situations. The book is known for combining research, clinical insight, and practical relationship guidance, making it especially relevant to readers who need a clearer framework for understanding behavior that seems confusing, inconsistent, or impossible to interpret through a conventional lens. One of the book's central contributions is its insistence that adult ADHD is not a uniform condition with one predictable presentation. Pera repeatedly pushes back against the popular idea that ADHD is mainly about obvious distractibility or childhood hyperactivity. Instead, she treats it as a syndrome that varies by person, context, and severity, which helps explain why many adults go undiagnosed for years. This framing matters because a stereotype-based understanding leads people to overlook symptoms that do not match the familiar image of an inattentive child. It also prevents partners from interpreting behavior too simplistically. A person may appear capable in one setting and chaotic in another, or may alternate between intense engagement and complete disorganization. By focusing on variability, the book gives readers a more accurate diagnostic lens. That lens is useful not only for identifying ADHD, but also for separating core symptoms from surface behaviors that may have different causes. The result is a more precise, less blaming approach to understanding adult functioning. Secondly, why later in life diagnosis complicates identity, memory, and blame. The book gives substantial attention to the special difficulties that arise when ADHD is recognized only in adulthood. A later diagnosis often forces people to reinterpret decades of misunderstandings, failed attempts at self-improvement, and relationship conflict that had already been woven into personal identity. Pera shows how this can create emotional turbulence for both the diagnosed person and the partner who has spent years explaining, compensating, or resenting the same patterns. The diagnosis may bring relief, but it can also trigger defensiveness, grief, or skepticism, especially if the person has built a self-image around being merely disorganized, inconsistent, or difficult. The book treats this as more than a psychological issue. It is also a practical one, because delayed recognition means delayed treatment, delayed accommodation, and often deeply entrenched habits of conflict. By addressing late diagnosis directly, the book helps readers understand why insight alone does not instantly repair a relationship. Instead, the diagnosis often begins a longer process of revising assumptions, learning new language for old problems, and replacing blame with more functional explanations. Thirdly, relationship conflict is a cycle shaped by poor self-regulation. A major theme in the book is that many relationship problems linked to ADHD are not random acts of irresponsibility, but repeated failures of self-regulation. Pera describes ADHD as an intention inhibition problem, meaning that good intentions do not reliably translate into follow-through, balance, or timely action. This matters in relationships, because partners often judge behavior by outcomes rather than by the underlying regulatory difficulty. Missed tasks, forgotten commitments, unfinished projects, and sudden emotional swings can therefore be read as indifference or selfishness, even when the deeper issue is impaired self-management. The book explains how these patterns create a roller coaster dynamic in which one partner repeatedly compensates while the other repeatedly disappoints or promises improvement without sustained change. Pera's analysis is useful because it reframes chronic conflict as a predictable system rather than a moral failure by one person. That shift does not excuse harm, but it does show why ordinary appeals to effort, love, or common sense often fail. The book instead points readers towards structures, supports, and clearer division of responsibilities that reduce conflict at its source. Fourthly, distinguishing ADHD symptoms from poor coping strategies and personality judgments. The book spends considerable effort disentangling ADHD symptoms from habits that may have developed around the condition. This distinction is important because adults with ADHD often learn coping strategies that partially mask the disorder while also creating new problems. For example, avoidance, denial, overpromising, defensiveness, or learned helplessness can look like laziness or selfishness from the outside, but may function as survival responses to repeated failure and criticism. Para encourages readers to ask not only what behavior is happening, but why it is happening and whether it reflects core ADHD or a secondary adaptation. This prevents relationships from collapsing into character-based judgments that oversimplify complex behavior. It also helps couples avoid treating every disagreement as proof of bad intent. The book's practical value lies in teaching readers to identify which issues require ADHD-specific support and which require changing the coping pattern itself. That distinction matters for treatment, because medication, therapy, coaching, and household systems will not work well if the real obstacle is shame, denial, or a rigid interaction style that has developed around the disorder. Lastly, team-based routines and evidence-based support for daily functioning. Rather than presenting ADHD management as a matter of willpower, the book emphasizes practical support systems and teamwork. Para focuses on routines, reminders, shared planning, and explicit agreements that make ordinary life more manageable for couples affected by ADHD. This is a significant point because many self-help discussions assume that once a person understands the diagnosis, behavioral improvement will naturally follow. The book argues instead that adult ADHD often requires external structure to compensate for internal inconsistency. That can include dividing tasks more intentionally, using visible systems for time and money, and clarifying expectations before resentment accumulates. The emphasis on evidence-based treatment is equally important. Para criticizes the fact that effective approaches are still not widely used in clinical settings, which means many couples receive generic advice that does not fit the disorder. By combining relationship strategy with treatment awareness, the book provides a more realistic model of improvement. It does not promise a quick fix. Rather, it shows how stable progress depends on sustained supports that fit the actual mechanics of adult ADHD. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adults with ADHD. Their partners and therapists or counselors who work with couples facing chronic conflict, missed responsibilities, and confusion about behavior that does not fit ordinary explanations. Its practical value lies in the way it translates ADHD from an abstract diagnosis into a relationship framework readers can see how self-regulation problems, delayed diagnosis, denial, and coping habits interact over time. For partners, that can reduce mislabeling and help shift the conversation from blame to problem solving. For adults with ADHD, it offers a way to understand long-standing struggles without reducing them to personal failure. What makes it stand out from many books in the same category is its narrow but deep focus on intimate relationships and its insistence on variability, not stereotypes. It does not simply list symptoms or offer generic encouragement. Instead, it connects clinical understanding to the daily mechanics of marriage, household management, and mutual trust. That combination of research-based analysis and relationship-specific guidance makes it unusually useful for readers who need clarity about why the roller coaster keeps happening and what kinds of support are actually relevant. If you would like to support Gina Para, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.